Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting second, the left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting third, the center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting seventh, the catcher, Larry Cox. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second, the shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third, the center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting fifth, the catcher, John Stearns. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Elliot Maddox. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Kevin Koble. Pitching for the New York Mets, Kevin Koble. And now, play ball. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mercer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Randle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Foley hits a line drive into left field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozzilli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mozzilli hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Mets. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Trillo hits a pop-up towards first. Montanez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Biedner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Stearns hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kleins. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stearns moves to third. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Maddox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stearns scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into center field. Mercer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mercer. Maddox moves to third. Flynn moves to second. Kevin Coble is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to home to get Maddox. Flynn moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Randle is 0-for-1 in the game. Randle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mercer. Randle reaches second base with a double. Flynn scores. Coble goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Mets. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley is hit by the pitch. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mozilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelleher hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kleins is 0-for-1 in the game. Kleins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mercer for the out. 2 outs. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vail is 0-for-1 in the game. Vail hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Henderson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Henderson. Vail moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Maddox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flynn strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Coble is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Coble is 0-for-1 in the game. Coble bunts towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Biotner moves to third. Cox moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelleher for the out. 1 out. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to home to get Biotner. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Randle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle moves to second. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Randle moves to third. Foley moves to second. Dave Geisel now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez strikes out. 1 out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stearns hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Randle scores. Foley moves to third. Mozilli moves to second. It's 5-0, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. Foley scores. Mozilli moves to third. Stearns moves to second. 2 outs. It's 6-0, Mets. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maddox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Donnie Moore now pitching. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flynn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mozilli scores. Stearns moves to third. Maddox moves to second. It's 7-0, Mets. Kevin Coble is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Moore has Stearns trapped off third. He fires to home, and Stearns is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kleins is 0 for 2 in the game. Kleins hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros now playing third base. Rodney Scott now playing shortstop. Mike Gordon now catching. Kevin Koble is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Koble is 0 for 2 in the game. Koble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ontiveros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into right field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Gordon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Biotner moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. Biotner moves to third. Two outs. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Foley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Holtzman now pitching. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazzilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mazzilli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Montanez is 0 for 3 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stearns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into left field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 3 in the game. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Kleins moves to second. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Murray fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Vail settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Maddox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Maddox takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Dale Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Randall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Biotner hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gordon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.